First of all, we greet you in the name of the Almighty God. Your Holiness, it is with great pleasure we meet you here in the ancient city of Vatican. Our meeting today is based on our previous fraternal relation and established by our predecessors and aimed to make it deeper in the context of our mutual desires to search for a better ways of all cooperation, real cooperation in the ministry of our church, for our churches. We are very much grateful for the effort of Your Holiness in preserving the continuity of our joint international dialogue between the Catholic Church and the Oriental Orthodox Churches, with strong hope that the dialogue will result in building visible understanding about our churches. We are also very grateful for Your Holiness's prompt response and cordial expression of solidarity for numerous occasions, especially during the recent martyrdom of the Ethiopian Christians by the terrorist groups in Libya. Your Holiness's message and ultimate recognition of the massacres of martyrs was of great significance for our church. Moreover, the support of your church to our communities here in Rome and elsewhere in the diaspora plays a vital role in showing our commitment to the care and support of each other's service to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We are very ancient churches who preserved the very early apostolic traditions, the phase of the first three ecumenical councils and the teachings of the Holy Fathers of the Church. Our spiritual practices are deeply rooted in the biblical, apostolic, and patristic traditions expressed in liturgies, prayers, sacraments, fastings, and feasts. Our veneration to the Holy Virgin Mary, Mother of God, saints, martyrs, and angels are manifestations of our long-standing identity. Through history, we have had numerous occasions whereby we can establish our future collaborations in many aspects of church life. Today, we are facing several challenges in all parts of the world. Violation and extremism are reviving against the most precious human life and environmental stability. In this regard, our joint efforts, prayer, and solidarity are very essential. Our joint call and pilgrimage towards peace and justice of the world should be influential locally and internationally for the sake of human dignity and creation of peaceful world. At the end, we would like to express our sincere gratitude to have the opportunity to visit the holy places of the holy apostles, Saint Peter and Saint Paul, as well as Saint Ignatius of Antioch, which will be of unforgettable memory. Your Holiness, we extend our great appreciation for your brotherly love and hospitality. May the Almighty God preserve your Holiness's apostolic service and bless the Church your Holiness is leading. Thank you very much.